Cardiff, I have been asking myself this question over and over and over again for the past few days now.
I know you have been, and it's time to tell our listeners what that question is.
The question is this. Whatever happened to predictability?
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here?
I'm really sorry. I could not help it. This,
great
of course,
setup.
Is the theme song to Full House, 80s sitcom extraordinaire, and former employer of Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky, one of the people caught up in this big college admissions scandal.
Yeah, and Felicity Huffman, the former Desperate Housewife.
Yes, and 48 other people who, I guess, are, like, less famous. Maybe they were never on TV, and so they are way less interesting, but who paid a lot more, in some cases, to get their kids a slot at schools like Yale, Stanford, and the University of Southern California.
This was all part of a big sting operation from the FBI that the FBI named Operation Varsity Blues.
Oh, the FBI. They've still got it.
Yeah, they were having some fun with
that
one. The crimes in question were all over the map, though. Everything from bribing the people who monitor the SAT while their kids were taking it to bribing sports coaches to designate their kids as sports recruits, even if the kid had never played that particular sport.
You know, Cardiff, when this story broke, I realized that I have been working in this job for too long.
Wait, why is that? In this job? Our job?
Well, covering economics for too long. Because
okay.
The first question that came into my mind when I heard this news was not like, how could they do this? Like, what has happened to our society, to our ideas of fairness and privilege that people would ever think that this was okay? What has happened to higher education in this country, Cardiff? No. The first question that went through my mind, honestly, was $250,000 per kid? I feel like maybe Aunt Becky overpaid.
I'm not at all surprised that led you to investigate this more deeply. It doesn't mean you've been in the job for too long, though. It means you're really digging the job.
Or I've lost my moral compass. This is The Indicator. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on the show, the economics of a college degree.
Did Aunt Becky overpay?
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Intuit. Intuit's products, QuickBooks, TurboTax, and Mint, help you effortlessly manage your finances so you can live your life the way you want. Learn more at Intuit.com. Intuit, powering prosperity. Support also comes from CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, who want you to know that certification makes a difference. A CFP professional is trained to create a holistic financial plan in your best interest. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org.
Today's indicator is $25 million. That was the total amount in bribes that the FBI uncovered in their takedown of the parents bribing their kids' way into college.
Adam Brownlee was at his house in Bowling Green, Kentucky, when he heard the news. He was reading on his couch.
I had the TV running in the background, and they mentioned the college admission scandal, where folks are, getting certain people in without having met standards.
To put it mildly.
Yeah.
Adam teaches finance at Western Kentucky University.
Did you ever watch Full House? I used to watch
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember Aunt Becky?
Aunt Becky, yeah.
You know, I was like, I felt betrayed. Like, Aunt Becky would never do this.
Took you a minute to get over that one, actually.
I'm still working through it.
Yeah, this story was especially interesting to Adam because a couple of years ago, he did some number crunching for an article that he wrote for Investopedia to see how much different kinds of college degrees were worth.
I looked at what is the cost for three different buckets of, you know, college education, public, private, and Ivy League.
That would be the average cost of attending each of these categories of schools.
Adam then looked at the average salary for students 10 years after these students had graduated. He used a site called payscale.com, and he projected the numbers out. And then he compared these two numbers, tuition cost, to how much people were actually earning 10 years out of school, to see which kind of college was offering the best deal.
How much am I paying for the earnings that I'm receiving? And in this case, the lower the better.
So here's what Adam found. If you go to a private college, for every dollar you earn 10 years after you graduate, you paid about $2.10 for your degree.
And for every dollar an Ivy League graduate earns in their job 10 years out, they have spent about $1.75 on their degree.
And then for public school graduates, for every dollar they earn a decade after graduating, they spent about 70 cents on their degree.
So it's public education comes in first place by a lot.
Oh, it does. So what that's telling us is we're getting more bang for our buck with a public college education versus Ivy League. It's the cost that makes the big difference here.
Again, that is comparing earnings 10 years out to the cost. But in absolute terms, it is the case that Ivy League graduates make quite a bit more than everybody else, followed by public schools, followed by private colleges.
Okay, but now back to the question, did Aunt Becky overpay to essentially buy her kids a degree to a private school? USC is a private school.
Lori Loughlin apparently paid $250,000 a head for her daughters to get accepted to USC. But that's in addition to the $200,000+ they would pay in tuition over 4 years. Add to that meal costs and parking passes, and you're getting close to $500,000 per kid for a USC degree.
Now, according to the Department of Education, 10 years after starting USC, the median household income of a USC graduate is about $77,000, which, I don't know how you feel about this, Cardiff, but it sort of makes me think that maybe Aunt Becky overpaid.
Just a bit.
But what about our desperate housewife, Felicity Huffman? Now, she only paid about $15,000 to ensure her daughter got a high SAT score.
If we were to run her numbers through this model, you know, versus Aunt Becky's, we might find that she's getting much more bang for her buck, much more value.
So, Cardiff, our report card so far, if you will, seems like Aunt Becky overpaid. Felicity Huffman got kind of a deal, but also Felicity Huffman was just going for a high test score. Aunt Becky's money kind of locked it down. But it still seems like maybe Huffman got the better deal.
Yeah, but there's another way to look at this. Let's say that without this money being spent, these kids would not have gone to college at all. What happens when we look at the economics then? Well, a 2015 study from Georgetown, which actually was one of the schools caught up in the scandal, also my alma mater, go Hoyas, found that over a lifetime, a college graduate would earn $1 million more than someone who only had a high school degree. So if Aunt Becky's girls would not have gone to college at all if she hadn't paid for them to get into USC, $450,000 a head was still kind of a deal, at least relatively.
And $15,000 was like a super deal. But of course, this is just salaries. And going to college has been shown to have a lot of benefits beyond just how much you earn.
Right. So there's a lot of research that shows that college graduates tend to be happier, healthier, have lower divorce rates, and it's hard to put a price on some of those things.
What about $6.5 million? That
okay,
is what
maybe
one parent apparently paid to get their kid into one of these colleges. $6.5 million.
Okay, so maybe you can put a price on some of those things, and it's less than $6.5 million.
Feeling like it's less.
But also, risk versus reward here. Don't forget the cost of getting caught. There's bail, legal fees, lost job opportunities, damaged reputations. Throw all that into the mix, and probably just better to let Junior sink or swim on her own. Not to mention the fact that somebody else's kid who legitimately would have earned that spot now has to go to a different school because of this.
Yeah, someone who got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to row crew every day.
Exactly.
Did not get into USC.
Though I guess we're back into the morality of this, and this is an economics show.
Economics, it's everywhere you look.
Stacey, one last thing we have to bring up here, though.
The Desperate Housewives thing?
Yep. Our editor, Patty Hirsch, was a big fan of the show back in the day, and he sent us a clip of Felicity Huffman from season one of the show back in 2005, where she and her husband talk about paying to get their kid into a certain high school, and guess what they had to pay?
Apparently, we're in competition with one other family. A generous donation will ensure our kids beat them out.
How generous?
$15,000.
$15,000!
The same amount Felicity Huffman apparently paid to help her daughter ace the SATs.
Do you think it was like subliminally in her head? Like, how much do you think we should offer this test proctor? I have like $15,000 feels right.
Does it seem like proof that we live in a simulation? This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern is Willa Rubin, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.